Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Princess Podcast, episode 9.
Yeah.
We made it to 9, and we're here to stay. Once again, here at Bubba's 33, and I'm going to go ahead and apologize for my anger.
Just a little bit of anger.
I'm going to apologize for my anger this episode. Snow, take it away.
Webster's Dictionary calls a catch, intercept, and hold. Something that has been thrown, propelled, or dropped. What do you think the NFL calls a catch, Jim?
They don't fucking have a clue. Why the NFL cannot figure out what a catch is beyond me. And again,
right, so we watched the Dez Bryant catch and the Golden Tate catch tonight.
We did.
Right before we watched this and had a small argument about this. Dez Bryant was a catch. Golden Tate was a catch. But in the NFL,
how was it called? It was called Dez Bryant, not a catch.
Golden Tate catch.
Golden Tate catch. That makes no sense to me. And it just further confuses the hell out of me in terms of what a catch actually is. The NFL has no clue. If you're going to tell me that Golden Tate... And let me preface all of this by saying I'm not even talking about the Bears losing this game. Because we'll talk about that later. It has nothing to do with this. My anger has nothing to do with the Bears losing this game. My anger has to do with
the Bears. You already told me the Bears had plenty of chances to win that game.
They absolutely did. It has nothing to do with that, right? My thing is why is it so difficult to get it right? If you're going to call Golden Tate's touchdown a touchdown, or a catch, or whatever the fuck, then why are you robbing Dez Bryant from that? And we can take that back to Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate again. Why is it so controversial? In last week's episode, we talked a lot about the officials being too involved and not getting stuff right.
Yep.
With replay and everything else, I do not understand.
Right. So, I guess here's my question with this is, with the NFL, with the new HD is now, it's a normal thing. Okay, so when you watch everything in slow-mo, you can see the grass flying in the air. You got to like be able to figure out what's real, what's not. I mean, you're not watching it in regular motion anymore. Like, what's the deal?
Steve, you remember watching watching the NFL back when instant replay wasn't
watching it stand up anymore.
Right, but when the replay wasn't as big of a deal. Remember, because it wasn't always. When we were growing up, there was no replay.
I can't remember it. No.
Do you remember games lasting 5.5 hours? Do you remember games being this fucking terrible? Do you remember officials being this incompetent? The replay has made everything... Replay has fucked everything up because the officials are retarded. And they can't get anything right. I'm sorry, Mom. I know you hate me saying that word. But seriously... They can't get anything right to begin with, then they use replay to fuck it all up even more.
We hung out on Sunday night, right before the Colts Sunday night game.
We did.
The Chargers and the Packers were still playing.
That's my point.
How the fuck are you still playing?
Bears game went like about 4.5 hours. Like it's 4.5 hours. Halfway through the fourth quarter, halfway through the overtime, I was like, oh my god, can we just lose? Can it just be over already? Because I'm so tired of watching this. It's not fun to watch. It's not entertaining. It's not must-see TV like it used to be.
Yeah, definitely not.
And then, let's cap it off with an Eagles-Giants game that Pee-wee football players could do better.
Fucking shit. Fuck you, Eli Manning.
Snow, I think you may have something to say about this, but...
Say something. Eagles,
yeah, I'm about to punch Snow right now. It'll be on the website.
My problem with it is, Pop Warner kids do better than this. Pop Warner kids do better than this. That game was so unbearable to watch. Do you know the best game to watch this weekend was? If we're talking NFL, Jaguars Texans.
fuck you. Fuck you too. I'm about to punch you too. Fuck.
And I didn't even say that because of the shopping.
Use your words.
I didn't even say that because of the shopping. I mean, literally, that was the most entertaining game. These games are getting convoluted because the officials. My entire point is coming all the way back to, and my rant, if you can't tell, is about the officials. I'm currently in between jobs, and we were hanging out Sunday night, the three of us. Watching the Colts Patriots game, which we're going to talk about. What are you, I'm sure. But I looked at both of you and said, fuck it. I want to be a ref.
Hey, I'm that's awesome, dude.
What do I got to do to be a ref?
If anybody has
I gotta take a test. I gotta. I don't know.
All we're doing is Googling. So
yeah, we're just gonna
Google
some shit.
If anybody has a great idea,
how do I become a ref?
Direct message Jim immediately.
Let me be a ref because I know I can't be as terrible as every official.
First of all, you need a minimum of 10 years experience
to do what?
To be a ref.
10 years experience
officiating football, at least 5 must be a varsity, collegiate, or another professional level.
That is absolutely bullshit. No. I agree with the requirements. I disagree that these officials have had 10 years experience and they watch a catch or not a catch and can't tell what it is.
Okay, so in the NBA, when they watch a replay, isn't there an umpire up top watching the replay? Same thing in baseball, that they watch that and they're the ones that overturn, not the guys on the field.
Right.
Why the fuck is the NFL not doing that?
Because they hired Mike Pereira and Mike Carey to be commentators for NBC, or I'm sorry, for CBS and Fox, and tell us what they think. And if you ever go back and listen to some of them, I never pay attention to them because they're all fucking terrible.
Mike on CBS
is awesome. If you ever go pay attention to what they say, they're always differing from what the officials are calling on the field.
Yeah.
And all it does is fuel this kind of discussion, which is great for us. If you guys are listening to this, awesome. But you're all thinking it. Now, if you're a Lions fan, sure, you're like, shut the fuck up, dude. You're all fucking talking about. That was bad. Cool. I get it. But if you're a Cowboys fan, last year in the playoffs against, the Lions, coincidence, who knows, you're saying, what the fuck? Right? There's got to be consistency in what you do. That's my only
point. Well, when we watch those two plays back to back, every single person here watch those. And we argue whether or not that was catch.
Us sitting in a bar talking shit, all argue about what it is.
Yep. Both of them, in my mind, were like catch.
They did. And it wasn't called like that.
Yeah.
In my mind, if Dez Bryant was a catch, Golden Tate wasn't.
Well, Golden Tate was overturned.
Right. Agree. But my point, I guess my thing is why can't the official, why are the officials relying so much on replay and not actually using it and not using what they're getting paid to do? They're getting paid to call a game.
I think what they're going to have to do is eventually you're going to have to get to a point with the high def and 4K coming, yada, 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 8K, whatever. You're going to have time of possession to a minimum of like a second or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a football move in a second when you're watching everybody.
The rules committee's got to be watching this game. Not this game. All of it.
Every game.
They
got to
be watching these games, this last weekend in particular, and say, what the fuck are we doing? There isn't. And we got our girl Megan back, and we're talking to her when the Bengals come back, but she just made a good point, right? There's no standardization. There is, I mean, we're getting a lot deeper than we should on this podcast, but it's important to say, I, for the first time, a diehard NFL fan, right? Steve, the same thing. Snow, the same thing. But an NFL fan
NFL
in general, right?
General.
We clearly support the NFL. We're fucking talking about it. We have a podcast about it. I'm upset to the point where I'm like, I wasted an entire Sunday and Monday night watching something that just wasn't quality. It wasn't quality, and the reason it wasn't quality.
So you're not mad. About your bet that didn't go through on Sunday.
No, I'm not even talking about that.
Just
I'm not even talking
sure.
about
just
that.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not talking about that. I made plenty of money on Saturday. It was not entertaining, right? And everything that we have talked about, and everything that we, to this point, episodes 1 through 8, all we have talked about is how entertaining it's been, how much fun we're having, our picks going back and forth and everything else. And right now, we're ranting about a product that wasn't entertaining. I would rather watch Baylor play anywhere. Because that shit was entertaining. Now, granted, no one plays defense. those fuckers put up some points, and it's fun to watch.
It's like watching Boise State back, you know, a few years ago.
But it was fun to watch, because you know what doesn't get involved? Who doesn't get involved? The officials. And that's my point.
Yeah. You've got to hold these guys to a certain standard now.
All right, enough of my anger with the officiating. Let's just talk a little about, like we do, the Bears. We'll get into the Colts game, because I know you guys want to hear about all that. Listen, when it comes to the Bears, I picked them to win. I think Steve picked them to win as well. You know, Steve finally got on the bandwagon, even get the Bear down at the end.
I did. Fuck, yeah. I think that's quiet. I probably jinxed you.
You probably did. Man, you know what?
I won't do it again.
We talked about the catch already. Look, I think that it was an interception, should have been a touchback. It wasn't.
It was right the way it was called.
It is what it is at this point. We had plenty of opportunities to win that game. We just didn't. You know, we didn't. We're not a good football team. You know, we get that, right? The Lions, not a good football team.
You guys are kind of like us. You play to your opponents.
We do. And what's crazy is a game that was scored, I think it was 36-33 at the end. I think that's what it was. I don't know, someone checked me on that. I'm pretty sure it was 36-33 at the end. That's a lot of points in an NFL game. I did bet on the over as well, which hit. Well, thank God for that. But
that saved you, a couple
bucks, right? When I say a 36-33 game,
I'm watching the Bears. Are we playing the Bears game now?
No, of course they are. So 36-33, whatever it was, if you didn't watch that game.
37-34,
okay. So, Steve, if you didn't watch that game, which I don't know if you did or not, but if you didn't watch that game, and I told you the game was 37-34, would you think that game was entertaining?
Yeah.
You would, right?
Yeah.
That was a fucking travesty of a game. It was so. Just penalties.
What
turnovers.
What's different from watching any other game in the NFL right now, dude? Like they're calling everything.
Maybe I just paid more attention to this game than I did others. Clearly I did.
Okay, we watched the Colts and Patriots game together.
We did.
All three of us did.
We did.
Wasn't there a shit ton of penalties going on in that game? The majority of them sound like they were on the Colts, number 74, Anthony Costanzo. But
that dude. Yeah. Can we find him?
Is there a point? Like, you've got to let these guys play?
There has to be. And we're getting back to the officials, and I'm over it because I'm so angry about it that I didn't want to talk about it anymore. So let me just say, Bears going into the bye, 2-4, what I put them at. You know, 3-3 would have been a plus. But they're at 2-4, going to the bye. You know, we're not even going to talk about them next week. We'll see what they come out looking like after the bye.
No, we're going to talk about them next week.
Yeah, I'm sure we will. Tie it up to what's happening.
The Raj Kumar talks about his Chicago Cardinals.
But I know you guys have some opinions. I don't even.
I want to go ahead.
Guess what? We're not talking about the fake punt. If you want to talk about the fucking fake punt, and you want to hear about the fake punt, go anywhere else.
Turn on your TV.
Go anywhere else. We're going to talk about what's real. What was real about the Colts Patriots? What we learned? What we think should happen? We are not talking about that fake punt. I'm looking at both of you. I know Steve doesn't want to.
I don't want to.
Snow's into it, but
just
no,
because
we're not talking
for
about
all
it.
Other reasons.
We're not
the
talking.
The only reason I don't want to talk about it is because it's all over everywhere else. What the fuck do we want to talk about?
No, we're not talking about it. So. No. Snow,
let's
I know you got some opinions.
Let's talk about the good stuff in the first half.
Yeah, Snow, you got some opinions about the Colts, Patriots. Snow picked the Colts.
He did.
To win.
I did.
I picked the Patriots to cover the spread, which they didn't. So the Colts, in my book,
I picked
won.
The Patriots to win, and it was pretty... It's almost there, but you know.
The Colts in my book won because they covered the fucking spread.
As a Colts fan, you're used to watching the same game between the Colts and the Patriots over and over and over. We've seen this game. I know I've seen this game my entire life. Usually we get blown out. I gotta admit, this year, this game was much more entertaining because we were throwing out
trick
plays.
Dude, this is entertaining
so much
where?
This is
entertaining
like,
where?
No,
in the first half.
Wait, in the first half.
This was so much better than watching last year's game
yeah.
in the playoffs.
more than anything.
We were mixing up the play calling. We were actually playing defense.
Sean Payton moves in a Super Bowl.
Yeah. I was like, oh, let's onside kick right off the bat. I love that.
Except it didn't work,
but I love the fact that they tried.
Had it worked.
If it worked, it's a different story.
I love the fact with that play call that they were trying. I'm going to say that play call. They're trying to draw them offside.
I did love the bold that Pagano had
calling certain plays.
And Steve, I will just stop you there. I looked over at you. You're sitting to my left. I looked over at you. And when the play didn't go right. Obviously, we knew that that wasn't what they were trying to do.
A lot of plays don't go right.
When I looked over it, I go, Steve, the wheels are coming off.
Yep, you're absolutely right.
That was it.
That wasn't necessarily
the reason why the Colts lost.
No. But it was the beginning. It was the beginning and the end. But that first half, I was impressed. Okay, I was impressed.
When Belichick, as he's been known to do, is kick the ball away and make sure he's got the final score at the end of the first half, and then get the ball back.
I'm glad you brought that up because I didn't know that either. I'm glad you brought that up.
And Peyton's already
15 times, I think, is now. Now, 15 times they've done
like
that.
That's just smart. Yeah. That's a smart play calling on them. And, fuck, what are you going to do against that?
So, now, the aftermath of that debacle. I'm the only one, maybe, in the city that supports Chuck still.
I still support Chuck, dude.
Okay, that's good.
Like Chuck strong support or like actually support?
I'm still Chuck strong. You know, 3 years ago, the man had cancer, and the whole freaking city rallied around this man. You know, Bruce came in, stepped in, awesome, like everybody got him a job, hell of an interview, and the whole city was behind Chuck.
They weren't going to fire Chuck Pagano.
Yeah,
they could.
Exactly. But I just like this, how the whole city rallies around this man. He hasn't even had a losing season. I'm pretty sure he hasn't yet. Okay. And let's fast forward to now, and now we are ready to crucify this man. Yes, he's made some terrible calls. A lot of coaches do.
Can I tell you why the city's ready to crucify him?
Please do.
ESPN.
That'd be the media.
And everybody else, because of the fact that they're saying that there's a rift, because it's not Ryan Grigson's guy, which is kind of understandable.
It is.
Yeah.
Ryan Grigson wants his own guy to bring in. Totally cool.
This is like one of those unique situations where you hire a new GM and there's an existing coach that doesn't get fired.
Yeah. If they fired every coach that made a bad call.
When most teams bring in a new coach and or GM, it's adding up at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is one of those unique situations where you can clearly tell there's a tension between GM and coach, owner and coach, although owner's opinion don't
fuck. We can't tell shit. Obviously, the only thing we can tell is the fact that Pagano turned out a one-year deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all we know.
That's the only thing we can tell with that, which is kind of fucked up anyway on their behalf.
You can rely on the media to hear, like, who's in there and everything.
Yeah, we don't fucking know. But still. Nobody fucking knows.
I agree.
Grigson and Pagano.
But if they fired every coach that made a bad call, even the legends wouldn't have a job.
Okay, so let me ask you guys this. All right. This is my only question about this.
Yeah.
And it's a big enough topic for us to talk about for a minute. Do you want Chuck Pagano? Let me back up for a second. Assuming the Colts do not win the Super Bowl this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Maybe they make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Whatever, right? They make the playoffs. Maybe they get to the AFC champion. Who gives a fuck, right? They don't win the Super Bowl. Is Pagano your guy next year?
Yes.
Yes. Steve's thinking about it.
He hasn't done wrong. As far as I can tell, yeah.
I'm God cry out the cups right now, so.
Yeah.
I can't.
I was trying to avoid that. Thank you for that.
I'm sorry. I mean, we're watching it. I mean, it's going on.
I know. I didn't want to bring that shit.
It just happened to rain right at the end of the game.
I didn't want
to
bring that.
Yeah. Right. He's still my coach. I don't know about what Steve. What do you think?
No, so Pagano's no contract, right? You signed him.
This is our coach, dude.
If you hear
who he is. This is what he does, and I'm so proud of him for making some gutsy play calls.
Hear his after one the game I'm talking speeches.
Why does he not make these ballsy play calls every game? Every fucking game. And thank you, Pep.
Do you want me to answer that question?
You had a decent play call.
Do you want me to answer that question? Why does he do that? Because that's not who Chuck Pagano is. That's not who he is.
It worked the first fucking
So you think somebody superseded him?
No, he talked to somebody?
Somebody said, let's try something different?
He's feeling the pressure. Like, look, this is my last shot. I gotta do something.
This is not his last shot at all.
With the Colts,
guess what, motherfucker? You, the Dolphins need a brand new coach.
I will take Chuck Pagano coaching the Bears, not over John Fox. I do think John Fox is legit.
He's doing a good job.
But what I'm saying though is Chuck Pagano is gonna get a job. This is his last shot with the Colts. So now he's just saying, you know what? Fuck you guys. You wanted to be crazy and do some nut shit? I'm going to go do some that.
Nut shit.
Fuck it. Why not? Let's just see what happens, right? Oh, wait. The end result is now I'm 0-5 against the Patriots? Huh. Weird. That didn't work either.
And the Patriots are
but
still
at the same time as Jim Irsay, put yourself in Jim Irsay's shoes.
Yep.
What do you do, Jim?
I fired Chuck Pagano. I do. Because you always need a ball guy, right? There's been plenty of coaches, and I know we're going to talk about it, and Megan's sitting right here, and I cannot believe that Marvin Lewis has not been the ball guy. Dude, everyone. Think about it. Think about all the ball guys that have taken the rap for bad teams that weren't their faults. Marvin Lewis has been like, 9 lives. At
it's
this
not
point.
His fault. All the players on his team are fucking.
Which is
convicts.
He's the exception. This is the,
right? Isn't that the entire city of Cincinnati?
Steve, he's the exception, right? I mean, think about it, man. He's the exception. Why is there always so much turnover with the head coaches? Because the owner's not going to take responsibility. The GM, if he's in good favor with the owner, he's not going to get fired.
My thing is not like Jamuse. Having anything to do with the team. I feel like he's got Rick's in here, Pagano here, and puppets.
Cocaine's all over the drugs.
Rings over them.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. Dan Snyder's the same way, right? And I don't know if we're going to talk about it later or not, but this is I wanted to bring this up at some point, and Snow, keep me on track if I go way off. But Jay Gruden's dumbass getting on TV. Talking about, oh, Kirk Cousins, it was windy outside. Get the fuck out of here. It was windy outside? That's why he played
there? They're doing better than anybody thought they would do.
RG3
has
a weak knee. A weak knee.
Well,
and no one wants to defend him. But all of a sudden, it's windy outside. That's why Kirk didn't play well. Get the fuck out of here, dude. Seriously. I'm not saying Chuck is in that same thing. I'm just saying... You said overpowering owner. It's not. Dan Snyder's doing the same thing, and Jay Gruden's coming out and saying it was windy outside. I will bet all kinds of money that Jay Gruden does not have a job at the end of this season. Jay Gruden's getting fired, regardless of the outcome. So in that same token, how does Pagano keep his job?
Man, the only way that he actually does is because Jim Irsay steps in to save him at that point in time. Because Gregson, if that's not his guy,
so you're, now you're saying Irsay's got to pick between Gregson, who he hired after he hired Pagano,
which I'm not a big fan of Gregson either. Look at the Philip Dorsett draft. I mean, come on, dude.
How long has Gregson been here? Like 3 years now?
3 years.
It's been 3 years.
What are you doing? You're saving grace to the fact that we suck for luck. You're saving grace to the fact that we have Andrew Luck on our team and we started building another offense that looks very similar.
I was going to say, another offense?
Another offense.
The same offense we've had.
They call
it Peyton
every week.
Yeah.
Hey, Peyton, what would you do if you didn't have a dumb arm?
Hey, dude. Hey, Peyton, you're you look like shit this year, dude. You want to be a coach next year?
Steve, calm down.
I mean, come on now. I mean, it's like, what are you gonna do when you're building the same fucking team again? The defense does look better. Thank God we can stop the run, kinda. But
yeah,
you gotta do it.
The gear didn't kill you.
You gotta do it for four quarters. You can't just play one half of the game and then
I guess we're just gonna have to see how this all plays out. I personally don't think Pagano makes it after this season.
I'm with you. I don't think he does. Just
I don't know who the next guy is, but I don't
seems
think
to
he
be
makes
for
it.
His head this one time.
I don't think he gets fired before it's over.
No.
And if he wins the Super Bowl, and as fickle as this shit goes, he wins the Super Bowl. Chuck Pagano knew exactly what he was doing. And all the media outlets and everything else will change their minds.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen, but if it does...
I don't think that...
You know, and Chuck...
If we get the privilege to play against the Patriots again this year, I don't think it'll go the same way. Even in New England.
I don't disagree. The Colts showed me a lot this week.
In that first half, they showed
me... I thought they were
going
to lose by fucking 40, so they
showed
me... The
second half...
Chuck wins the Super Bowl.
Players got to execute, dude. That's the biggest
thing. Yeah. Chuck wins the Super Bowl. He needs to walk into Grayson's office and just take a shit on his desk.
All right, so I've been told that this episode's been a little bit angry. And clearly it's been a little
worse now at this point in time.
It's pretty good.
No, it's been angry, but you know what? We have fun while we do this. And I have a lot of fun when I beat Steve and Charles.
Or fantasy football.
Every fucking week.
So far.
I'm tired of this shit.
So far. So we're going to go ahead and do our shot bet. For those that listened to last week, it was Houston. I took them. Jacksonville. He took them. God knows why. We're going to do this shot.
God.
Cheers.
Tastes like Philadelphia's defense.
Sorry.
God bless. All right. So we're going to go ahead and start. Wow.
Tiffany, I need a water to dump
what?
On snow.
What week are we in? Seven? Is that what this is?
Yeah.
So 90% of the NFL is on a bye this week, so these picks would go pretty quick. Or anyone that's winning, right? So Seattle, San Francisco. Oh my God, how bad is Seattle looking? I love it.
Dude,
3 4th quarter leads. Blow.
They got beat by a better team last week.
Are we on the Panthers yet? Are we on the Panthers yet?
No, not yet.
I won't do it.
No.
Because you know why?
I'm on the Panthers.
Guess who we play here soon.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
I'm not on the
Panthers. What's the line set at?
Six and a half.
Seattle. Favored.
I'm going Seattle.
Cover the spread. No, fuck that. San Francisco, not covering. San Francisco plus 6.5 is where you go.
Please.
I will pick a winner for you. I will pick a winner. It is Seattle, but San Francisco covers this one.
I think San Fran's got it.
Seattle's got it fucked up, dude. Seattle, after coming off that loss, no.
Dude, Jimmy Graham finally showed up.
He did. He did. Cam Chancellor and Richard Sherman did not, however, because Greg Olsen, the slowest white guy ever, is going wide open.
Unguarded. Unguarded.
Those guys are professionals. They're going to figure it out. They might have been arguing on the field, and they were arguing off the field, obviously, but they're going to figure it out. Dude. So you guys are going to figure it out.
They cover it?
Yeah, they're going to cover it, dude.
They cover it?
Yeah.
All right. All right.
They're out to show.
Here's what
now.
I'll ask you.
This is a division game.
Pete Carroll, USC. Just throw that out there. Papa going home. This may be it.
I don't know.
All right.
Papa's been going to fucking San Francisco and winning.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to our friends across the pond. Across the pond. Good old London. We got the Buffalo-Jacksonville game.
Okay, so...
In London, at butt-ass early in the morning.
And they're not even putting it on TV. It's only internet.
Only streaming. First time ever, though.
Watch it on Yahoo.
It's on the interwebs.
Right.
What's
it's
Yahoo?
Streaming.
Oh, that's my junk email address. That's right.
The NFL. London, you get this great game. Please give us millions of dollars to cover, you know, to go to the stadium, Wembley, right?
Wembley Stadium. Yep.
Right? And we're just going to stream it online. We're not going to put it on TV because that's how much we care.
We're going to ship you the worst team we have.
And that is how much I care about this pick. Literally, that's how much I care about this pick. You're forcing me to make a pick. Buffalo, I'm still circling the goddamn wagons. Buffalo.
I'm going to circle the wagons with you, buddy.
They win by 7.
I'm going to circle the wagons.
Is that minus 6? Is that what you guys are saying? They win by 7.
Yeah.
Can we move on to a better game? No, we can't.
None of these games are good. We're going to...
Where are we going?
Minnesota and Detroit.
Can Detroit put back-to-back wins together?
Oh, my God. How much do I hate Detroit? My level of hatred of Detroit.
The city, first of all, and then the team.
Apocalyptic city, second.
I get that.
And then Michigan. And then, I can't catch a punt right, and Michigan State beats me. You know I had to bring that up. John Harbaugh, fuck off. Minnesota. Covers the spread. Fuck you, Detroit. Go Minnesota Vikings. what's the spread? Only two and,
two and a half. Yeah.
It's going to be Tuesday. That can shrink.
It'll change. It'll
change. I'm on the Viking hoodie because I got AP. I need them. I need them to show up for more than fucking 7 points that I got on my fantasy team.
Yeah, shout out to AJ.
I'm so upset with
Detroit
in so many different ways. And I like Minnesota. I think he actually both
beating like snow right now.
He is. I wish
shout out to Adrian Peterson. Much
love. Even though he beat
Snow's fiance. I think we've referenced a few times.
Like, please stop hitting my money. I stop it. Slap it. He's like, stop.
I hate football. I'm hanging out watching you guys talk shit. Stop hitting him on the head as well.
All right, so we're both on the bike. Let's move on. All
right.
No, we're skipping that one. We're going to Pittsburgh. Kansas City.
Where there is no line.
Because they haven't decided yet. You know what? They haven't decided yet. Because they don't know who the fuck is starting. Is it Roethlisberger, Vic, or Landry Jones?
Who?
Landry Jones threw a 5-yard pass that ended up getting him like 75 yards. Because whoever the fuck that no-name receiver was ran that shit all the way back and scored a touchdown. Landry Jones looks like a god because he throws the ball 5 yards.
Why not give him a chance, though? I mean, fuck, you've seen what Vic can do.
If you're both hurt, you don't have a choice.
He's not throwing the fucking to Brown, dude.
If Vic can throw a 5-yard ball, though, and Landry Jones wouldn't throw to Brown either. Landry Jones threw to Snow. Please look it up. Please. Dude. While we're doing this, please look it up. Wide receiver that Landry Jones threw a 5-yard slant route to that scored a 75-yard touchdown? And all of a sudden, Landry Jones, where did Landry Jones play?
Alabama. I talked about
it. It was Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, and he was awesome. And then we all forgot about Landry Jones.
Dude, I'm telling you,
his poor mustache, though.
I think it's
his poor mustache.
I would let it go, too. Like, if it came down to Vic or Jones, I would go with Jones. Roethlisberger is clearly the
big. He's a 1-5 Chiefs team.
I'm pretty sure Tomlinson said today,
you're 4-2 as Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
You know, it's 1-5.
Is that home? No, it isn't. No.
It's in Kansas City.
I'm pretty sure Mike Tomlin said, as of right now, Roethlisberger and Vic are out. We're fully preparing for Landry Jones.
I didn't hear that today.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I heard that. Megan Chicken heard yes. She clearly knows what's up. So
Landry and go Pittsburgh.
What's the line?
There's nothing right now.
Can you please give me the no-name wide receiver, please?
Seriously, I can't even find him.
That's how bad it is.
I can't even find the guy.
EP fail. No line, Pittsburgh. I don't know what the line's going to be.
There's a magical website. It's called Google.
I am Googling the guy. I'm trying to...
You don't have to put HTTP.
No! That was a dig at me.
I think I'll try AOL next, then. All right. Hell.
He's probably still up in AOL.
I think that was
who
a dig towards me. All
right,
I got Pittsburgh. All right, I don't know what the line is, but they win the game. All
right, cool. Let's go on to the Texans Dolphins.
Thank you, Houston, for another reef.
Ah. Fucking damn it.
Yeah.
I'm just terrible picks. I hope you're not fucking anyone in their lives betting me on these games. Follow me on these bets.
No, I'm not. So Miami, though. Thought about them for a second, right? They fired the coach.
You know what I should do? Do the same thing you do and just bet on college football.
Martavius Bryant.
I can bet on it and lose every Sunday, but win my ass off on Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, I should probably do that. I want to... What was his name?
Martavius Bryant.
Yeah, Bryant. And Bryant.
Oh, that was the other Bryant.
Martavius Bryant.
The other Bryant.
Okay. The other
that
Bryant.
That was important enough. I'm sorry. We've already moved on, but I'm sorry. That was important enough. All right, so we're on the Texans Dolphins game. Okay, so the Dolphins are impressed.
Dolphins are favored by 4 in this game at home.
Dolphins impressed. I think they impressed enough to win that game.
Did their offense impress enough to be able to do anything against...
And since J.J. Watt, Clowney was out. Clowney still may be out.
Yeah, who gives a fuck about Clowney? He's nothing right now.
No, he always has been. Who you got, dude? I got Miami. Who you
got? This is kind of tough, dude.
I got Miami.
Does the Dolphins' defense actually show up? Now, is Dalvin 2 actually a real thing? Is he a real threat again?
I mean, their season's in the balance. At 2-3, the Dolphins have to win this game.
I'm going with Texans.
All right.
I'm going to go with the Texans just to win. It might be won by three.
That's fair. I just think Miami's season's in the balance.
They are, and they have played completely different since the interim head coach took over.
You can't go 2-4 in that division when you're playing against the Jets and the Bills because everyone's chasing the Patriots.
Okay.
Everything's going there.
I'm sorry. I had an EP fail moment, too. I was supposed to bring up the Bengals with our Bengals fan here during the Buffalo talk. Because I believe Buffalo and Cincy had a sporting match last week. And
sure me and Steve picked Buffalo.
And who won that game, Megan?
The Bengals.
Who I believe if you listened to last week's episode, someone said that they were not going to go.
Yeah.
What was that, Jeff? 6-0?
Fuck that. Okay. I said they were going 6-0.
Those were his words.
I own it. I said no way in hell the Bengals go 6-0.
Swore up.
6-0.
The fucking Bengals. That redheaded stepchild.
It's not even a redheaded stepchild. It's 0-1. Hey. Up this week. Easy. Sorry. Okay. I am a redhead stepchild.
Right. That's mean.
I'm a ginger file. I love my redheads. Thank you, Andy Dalton.
I didn't mean this to turn into this. I was simply talking about Andy Dalton.
They still stick together. It's crazy.
He does not look like a redhead stepchild.
He does not.
He looks like the
he looks like an MVP.
Redheaded stepchild. He does. MVP of the NFL right now.
He looks like the MVP.
His own line stepchild. That's why they didn't show up. Because if you look at the past, Zach the Bound. This week, that's where it is.
They protected Howdy Doody, then.
Okay, right, so I have two thoughts, and we're doing this while we're recording.
Yeah.
Thought number one, I'm sorry, Red.
You're forgiven.
And thought number two, does Megan know enough about football to continue to hang out beyond just the Bengals? Because I think she does.
She know more than just the Bengals? Are there other teams?
So where are we at in terms of our picks?
We know plenty of Cowboys fans that don't know anything about the Bengals.
We do, but so we're still where we are with our picks right now.
Okay, we're moving on to
We're not done yet. I'm just asking how many picks we have left.
I count 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
We still have 9 picks left?
Yes.
So no, that can't be right. There's like 17 teams on bye. They can't be
7, 8. I still count 9.
Alright, so Megan's in on the rest of these picks.
Okay.
If Megan gets
right.
5 of these right, she's a regular. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
We're not even getting 5 of these right. We're,
I know,
we're,
right?
Yeah. I think Megan's in. I think Megan's in. What do you guys think?
All right, let's go.
Let's see.
All right, so the next team on the list is
New York.
Actually, the best game of the week.
New York, New England?
Really?
New Amsterdam.
It is. And Megan gets to pick it first.
I'm going to go New England.
Of course not.
Yeah, everybody is. Yeah, that's where all the money is.
Yes.
No. Fuck that. New England wins the game. They don't cover the spread because they fucking didn't do it against the Colts. They win the game. I think the Jets show up better than people think. It is at New England. I think that the Jets pick up better.
If the Jets were at home,
flip it. Yep.
Yeah.
I would flip it.
Yeah.
They're in New England. I'm going New England all day.
I think, yeah. No, I'm with you.
That's a duh.
9 right now is the spread. That might shrink.
It'll shrink, but they're not going to.
Yeah, I don't know.
That'll probably change my mind, but right now, fuck that.
All right, here's another interesting game. The Browns versus the Rams.
Nothing about that is
interesting. It is, because the Browns did a pretty good job the last 2 weeks. Even though Johnny Manziel might be drinking beer again, but...
And beating his girlfriend, apparently.
That's
a thing, right? Yeah.
We don't condone any such events.
We clearly do not. Yeah. We have Megan here to see. And Red. And Beth. Like, we have girls here. We're hanging out. Yeah.
I got Rams, man.
Everybody
took the Rams.
Last week against fucking...
They played Peyton Ruff.
So here's my thing. The Browns are, like, on the cusp of being mediocre.
Yeah.
Johnny
Manziel's not playing. But Johnny Manziel's not starting.
It's no longer Johnny Manziel. I think that's over. They're going to cut Manziel. They're going to figure it out. They're on the cusp. Not yet.
This week,
Rams look good. -6.5. That's a stretch. I take the Rams to win it. I do not take the cut.
How good do the Rams defense look in the Packers?
They look good. They look good.
I sat them.
You should
have. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a fucking idiot.
You shouldn't have done that.
I'm a fucking idiot. I'm going Rams with you. Rams defense in that division they're in. Fuck that.
All right, moving on to the next game. Hey, Steve, remember when I called the Saints and you didn't?
Yeah.
Everyone in the world picked the Falcons to beat the Saints. Did the Saints show you enough?
No.
To overcome the Falcons, or did the Falcons show you enough to think that you're not all in?
Benjamin Watson showed me enough.
Yeah.
Their team didn't show me enough to overcome, but are they going to overcome the Titans? Yeah.
At Tennessee.
And with Mark Mariota with sprained MCL? Yeah, dude.
So absolutely. What do you got the line at, so?
3.5 Yeah, dude. Okay. They're going to cover the spread, dude.
Oh. Maggie, what do you think?
All day.
Oh, see, I got Atlanta, and I think they're going to cover.
Atlanta's going to destroy us.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't even know Mariota. Okay, so and we didn't talk about
Mariota. Mariota.
Yeah, we didn't talk about the targeted hit, and I'm putting air quotes up, that he had. I don't know. I think he's got a strained MCL. He may not even be playing.
Strained MCL.
He's questionable.
My question to you was, as Tennessee's owner, you want to start him?
You know, that's your future. I mean, he's a worthy.
You're going up against one of the top defenses in the NFL.
Well, you have to ask yourself, if you're Tennessee, are you going to make the playoffs?
Probably.
If he's hurt, he's your future. What happens if he breaks the MCL? Or what happens if it's even worse, right? No. If it's questionable, you keep him on the sidelines. I don't know who the backup is. I really don't. It doesn't matter. Atlanta's going to destroy him because they're going to be so pissed that they lost a divisional game. So Atlanta, yeah, definitely covers that. Yeah, and we'll move on to the next game. So it looks like it's, Tampa Bay, Washington. I'm trash. There's like two games I want to watch this week. All right, I'm sorry. So Tampa Bay going to Washington. Looks like the line is at 3.5 Washington. We'll start with Megan.
I got Washington on this one, man. Tampa Bay.
Oh, I kind of agree. Like, I was kind of on the bandwagon.
But what if it's windy?
A shot bet?
You want this to be a shot bet? If you're going with the Bucks, you want the Bucks?
No.
We're all on Washington.
But what if it's windy? If it's windy, they're screwed up.
I was just thinking that. The way you let that up, maybe you're going to be on.
No, we're all in Washington. Tampa Bay, sorry.
We're all on the
screen. Yeah. So, San Diego.
Who looked good.
Against Oakland, -4. San Diego, let me just talk about that for 1 second. Snow, keep me on track. Just make sure I don't go completely off track.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Phillip Rivers threw for 500 yards in Green Bay. Granted, he threw the ball like 65 times.
That he did.
But Jesus. And he was a 4th-and-goal pass away from tying that game against
500
Niners.
Yards, 65 passing attempts.
That's amazing. That's an arm.
Melvin Gordon might be gone now for a little bit.
He should probably just sit the fuck down and just let him do his thing. I'm taking the Chargers based on that alone. Chargers should have been in that game. Chance, I mean, he was literally one throw away. His 65th pass attempt would have turned out to be blocked. That should have been a touchdown.
Yeah.
I'm taking the charge. They cover that spread. What do you got?
4 points, huh?
I say Chargers, but every time I fucking bet on Phillip Rivers, he disappoints me. Every time.
So you're on the Raiders? So are you the Raiders?
Oh, no, I still say Chargers.
Yeah.
But I'm still
crazy.
Sure.
She's still going to get disappointed. She's waiting to get disappointed.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Yeah,
can I remain absent on this one?
Just pick a
There's no abstaining. Pick a team. He's abstaining.
I just, on general purpose alone, I do not want to go for Phillip Rivers.
Make this a shot bet. Make this a shot bet.
Well, I'm not betting on anything else. I'm definitely not betting on Eli Manning, no matter what.
No, make this a shot bet, Steve. And make this a shot bet.
Go for the Raiders.
Go for the Raiders.
No, I'm gonna go. With
wow, he's going with the Texans.
Just a win. Just a win. They're not gonna cover the spread.
All right, so the next one's gonna be
Dallas and New York.
The shot bet, because I already know where you're going, Steve.
Oh yeah, I'm definitely on the Giants all day. Fuck that.
Oh, you are? So yeah. I can't even shot bet either. I thought you would take the Cowboys.
What the fuck might be that? Matt Castle? Are you serious?
I don't know, man.
Fuck. Are you serious?
Like, Eli Manning looked like he was in Pop Warner on Monday night.
Or was Philly's defense that good?
It's not, Snow. Shut the fuck up. We get it. You won fantasy. You won fantasy on
Thank
a fluke.
You for defending.
Yeah,
on a fluke. Right. Philly's defense, no. Not that good. Not that good.
But look at their last three games.
Eli Manning, that bad.
Their last three games, they have had a pick six.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
The last three games,
yeah.
Peyton Manning has thrown a pick six, and they're still 6-0.
Where the fuck is Peyton Manning at in fantasy rankings right now?
Yeah.
Bottom. Second to last.
Somewhere very, very, very low.
He's got like 15 points total the last 3 weeks. That's not my point. My point is, they're 6-0. And he threw a pick six every week. Your shit was a fluke. Peyton Manning does not have an arm. He can't feel the fingers on his throwing hand. He can't feel them. He can't.
Does Peyton retire?
Peyton should retire.
Yes.
Can't say that out loud.
Anyone disagree?
No.
Anyone? Tiffany, you disagree? Tiffany's not even paying attention.
Eli Manning's big, and I don't know who made that.
Hey, Peyton Manning?
No, Eli playing Pop Warner
together. Boom! We got another follower. Boom!
I'm with you. Like, I didn't start Eli Manning on
I know you didn't. I know you didn't. I was just defuting.
To start against
I was
Pop
literally
Warner.
Refuting his dumbass point about the fucking Eagles
Maybe
being
Maybe he would have been alright if he would have started against Pop Warner.
Peyton
team.
Manning is
and
not.
And guess who you sat? Odell Beckham.
He still
you
won.
You sat. It doesn't matter.
I sat him because he was going against
my
defense.
He's a fucking retard. He has no idea what he's talking about when it comes to fantasy football.
I sat him because he was going against my defense. I didn't want him to tear off and kill my defense.
Oh,
in
Mr.
case that was what happened.
I start five Colts players.
And winning.
We've digressed.
We're digressing. Anyway, back on Sunday.
I don't even
winning.
Know what, who was the pick.
I'm winning.
Jesus.
Anyways, Peyton Manning is nowhere in the top 30 of the quarterbacks.
And you guys are always worried about me digressing. This idiot.
I'm just
talking
saying.
About how Peyton Manning or Cordell or no, I'm sorry, the Eagles defense.
It's sick. I'm just
they're
saying.
The next coming. Like, listen,
sick.
Eli was a Pop Warner quarterback, and you got fucking lucky.
The only
you got luck.
The only football that he listens to. Is at the beginning of the year when he's watching the wires and seeing, oh, yeah, you're number one, you're number two, oh, yeah,
uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, you got these guys, oh, cool, yeah, I'll totally do that.
And 1070
no
the fan.
No idea what the fuck he's doing.
1070 the fan or whatever the fuck.
He, no, he right? doesn't even know what those radio stations are.
Why don't you listen to those?
Like, what
he
up?
Has no idea who the fuck Dan Dockett is, Jim Rome,
oh
nobody.
My God.
He has no
do I live in the city? I know those assholes. I don't
you
listen to them.
You know who Stephen A. Smith
yeah,
is?
Yes, I've heard all of
fucking retard.
Are we digressing?
Megan's
oh, okay, we're on that okay. Anyway.
Eagles defense, you're welcome, you dickhead. Steve, I'm sorry you lost this moron.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry that he's 5-1. I don't know what my record is in that league,
yeah, yep.
But I'm sorry that you're 5-1.
So all the listeners,
honestly,
I beat them both,
right,
and they're yelling
after,
at me.
That night, when he sent me that message, I kind of like thought about it, and I was like, and I'm sorry if this offends anybody, but... I was thinking about, man, 96th Street. It's a really nice bridge to jump off of right now. You gotta be fucking kidding me. I lost to you?
Yeah, that's Jim. Jim knows what that feels
shit.
Like. He knows what that feels like, too. It's okay. Get used to it, guys. Get used to it.
Okay, so
oh, yeah.
Snow is the fantasy MVP.
Oh, yeah, draft all players in the Eagles.
We're good.
Defense.
We're good.
Woo-hoo.
We're
Thank
good.
The Palmer.
Anyway. I don't think actually any of us have picked this game.
Anyway.
I'm taking the Giants.
With them.
They're covering.
I'm still starting them. I'm still starting them.
All right, we're good.
I'm still starting them.
Oh, speaking of the Eagles, Snow, the Eagles are going to Carolina.
Upset.
What do you think is going to happen?
Eagles win. Upset.
You are such a bandwagon bitch. It's so fucking terrible. I can't even deal with you. You probably hit pause on that just so that wasn't on there.
No, I'm leaving that on there. I'm leaving this on there.
Really? You're on the Eagles like that because what?
They've had a few games.
Name two defensive players.
I can't tell you any, and nor do I care.
Name one defensive player. You can't.
Nor do I care.
You can't do it. Ladies and gentlemen, Snowstorm Productions.
Exactly. Ah. It goes with my gut. Yes. It goes with my gut.
Go Carolina.
You know what, though? He's probably going to be fucking right. Right. That sucks.
That is how this world works.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like March Madness. When all the girls in the office pool would just go for the pretty colors.
Yeah. You know what he probably does? And Beth is sitting here. And I love Beth to death, and she knows I do. And she could give a shit about football.
Mm-hmm.
What I actually think he does is go, hey, Beth, what do you think about this player versus this player?
Who knows? That one's prettier. Guru.
Yeah. And she just goes, what player or what team do they play for? Oh, I like their jersey. She's like Googling jerseys and shit. And she's like, oh, that's a cuter jersey. We'll go with him.
Shit, you found my secret. It's true.
That's probably what's happening.
All the magic right here.
Beth is clearly the better half of this whole situation.
I will not argue that. I will not argue that.
That's my girl, Beth.
I'm not going to argue any of that.
That's my girl, Beth.
All right,
I'm not making fun of it. You knew that shit was going to happen.
Let me have my
with
5-1.
All the shit you were talking, you knew that was going to happen. I got my boy Steve's back. He wasn't going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Boom.
End of the day, 5-1.
Moving on. This all right. No one actually picked this yet, I don't think. So,
mm-hmm.
Philly going to Carolina. You clearly Snow picked it.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina -3.5. I'm actually going to agree with Snow. Not because
what?
I'm not stupid.
Oh.
I'm going to agree with Snow in the fact that I don't think Carolina can continue to
they not
pull
them
it up
teams?
Yet. I don't think they have. Seattle, going to Seattle was a big win for them.
What?
But I don't think this is the same Seattle team. I really don't. I don't think it's the same Seattle team. I have it very hard to think that Carolina goes 6-0.
You said the same thing last week when it came to the Bengals.
I said the same thing about the Falcons and they lost going into Carolina. I don't know. I'm taking the Eagles.
So
I won't bet on the game, but I'm taking the Eagles.
So you're going into next week the Broncos Packers game.
They're both on buys.
Both on the beat. They're gonna be besides the Patriots, they're the last three teams.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, the Bengals are still in
there.
Bengals, Broncos.
Right now
Patriots.
I think it's the Bengals, Broncos,
Patriots.
Carolina.
Carolina.
If they win this week.
And the Packers.
And the Packers.
There's five teams.
But you're picking them to lose.
Yeah,
so
I am.
I'm picking them to win.
Vegas got them to win. What do you got? You got them to win?
Looking at Seattle versus the Bengals, they're not the same team that they were. I think
Carolina. I'm with her. I'm going Panthers.
Jim's going to be right.
This idiot's going to be right.
Beat them by more than 3 points negative.
I don't know. It's going to be a close fucking game.
Oh, it'll be close either way. But
Either way, in Carolina.
If Sam gets his shit together and her defense
plays, that's also the Sunday night game, which I didn't realize.
Yeah.
That changed anything. But that is kind of cool that it's a Sunday night game.
I don't think they will cover it,
I think they'll cover it. They're at home. Cam Newton is Superman.
Yeah.
He's coming out to play, dude. Without any wide receivers that we thought that we thought Carolina was fucked going into the season. Here they are at 5-0.
Come on, dude.
Yeah.
Give them a little bit of respect.
I'll give them credit. Don't get me wrong.
We thought the end all be all was the Philadelphia Eagles.
Three is tiny, so yeah. No, I'm gonna go with you.
Look, I'm not saying we keep talking about this game. I'm not saying that Carolina's not the truth. Like, Carolina's making the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
I simply think this game, they lose. That's all.
Alright. Moving on to Baltimore, Arizona. Monday Night Football.
So my Cardinals. My Cardinals. First of all, no one thought the Ravens would be this bad. Clearly not me, because every week I sit here, record this shit, and say, I'm not going to bet on the Ravens, and then I bet on the Ravens, and then I lose. So I'm not betting on the Ravens. Cardinals are finally at home. Cross country twice. They should have beat the fucking
goddamn Steelers, and they didn't. Fine. Cardinals get back on track. I take them. They cover the spread. The Ravens, you're done. I'm over it.
Be the 1 week the Ravens win, though.
We're good.
49ers.
What's that?
What about
the 49ers?
Didn't they lose the 49ers?
Who?
The Ravens?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Big time. Yeah, no, I'm not betting on the Ravens ever.
Yeah, Ravens kind of got fucked their schedule, too, though. You guys think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going across country, like, every week.
Yeah.
When's the last time the Ravens had a home game? Oh, again. Oh, that was against Cleveland.
In the conference, they have a worse schedule.
They do. Yeah. Megan, who do you got?
Oh, I have Arizona all the way.
Arizona across the board.
All right.
All right.
On to our favorite game of the week.
The local favorite.
The Saints and the Colts.
My boy Drew.
The only reason why... I gotta throw this out there. This is the last pick. It's because the Bears are on there. Princess.
Oh my god.
I throw that out there. Sorry.
All right.
Colts who? Saints?
Rematch of
Colts
the Super Bowl.
Are favored at home by 4.5 points, though.
It's a Super Bowl.
I know who you're
I'm sorry. Are they at New Orleans?
No.
No, it's home.
New Orleans coming here?
Yeah.
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 So, what do you think, though? 4.5 points?
My heart
says...
They came
off a big win against the Landry.
That they did. I'm going to go with the Colts because my heart says Colts.
We already know. You fucking homer.
I'm sorry. Wait, Andrew looked good. He came back really good.
What I want to know is the point total. What's the score at the end of this game?
I'm going to go...
Bet.
Yes.
What's the score total at the end of the Colts game next week? They're playing against the Saints.
Like minority reporter over here, she's like the vision, plays for the Saints.
Okay, so the total for both teams?
What's the end game?
What's the score? Colts what? Saints what?
Sure, we'll go Colts 27, Saints 21. I don't even know if that's possible.
That could be possible.
That's exactly
all right.
What he would have said because that's what you said.
If that happens, I'm going to fucking shit myself, but wow, okay.
You wouldn't because you'd be like, that's what I would have called.
You just start utilizing
it. No, you're right. Should have bet on that. I was going to go somewhere around 35 to 42.
That's high.
35 to 42, what?
I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
He's going Colts. We already know that.
I think it's going to be a high scoring game.
That said 27, 21.
Yeah.
Colts?
Yeah.
Is the Colts offense actually moving now?
Yes. I think it is.
How many trick plays did they have? How many fucking bullshit did they have?
Andrew threw for 300 yards. Frank Gore ran for 78. I think they can move the ball. And that was against the Patriots.
I'm going Colts.
He threw 300 yards against the Patriots.
I'm going home team. I'm not going to go against them.
Yeah.
Game they should win. Especially coming against a heartbreaking loss. They're going to all the players should be ready to go.
Yep.
Because Coach Chuck should be preparing his team like he should. Obviously, he's not preparing his team like he should against a rival.
He's already on the block.
On the hot team. So I'm gonna go with them. I said 42-17 last week, but I was wrong. You know what? I'm gonna go 37-34.
That many points.
I think it'll be a lot of points.
Right. God, that's so many points.
Two future Hall of Fame quarterbacks going.
I got Colts 21-17.
Wow. Here's what I got for you guys. You guys are going to be so pissed at me. I don't think the Colts have anything for
you. Shotgun?
This could be the shotgun. I don't think the Colts actually have anything for you. What I think the Colts had in this game Sunday night was... This last Sunday that we're using, right, with the Patriots is... We have to do what we have to do to beat the Patriots. And what that means is we're going to step outside of who we actually are. Chuck Pagano called a game that wasn't who he was.
Well, I think this actually taught them all a lesson.
Steve,
Pep Hamilton actually started calling correct play.
I'm not talking about Pep.
No.
I'm not talking about that. I agree. We talked about this.
Yeah,
while we were watching the game together,
what they know.
While we were watching the game together, I agreed with you. I said, Pat was calling a good game. Right? I agreed with you. Right? I said, man, good. Bob, good run play.
So they're going to go back to the same bullshit.
I just think that they got too creative for their own good. Just to be with the Patriots. And that fucked with their head. And now it's like, okay, do we do this crazy shit? Where we onside kick and we do this and we do that, or do we just go do who the Colts are?
So there's no sentiment about losing in Super Bowl against New Orleans.
It's a different team. Andrew versus Peyton, dude. It's a different team.
It is a different team. But
I'm still.
I'm probably gonna be wrong. And if you want to give me a score, like if I have to give you a score, I'm probably gonna be wrong. But I'm taking the Saints. Shot bet if you like.
Yeah, I mean, this is it.
I'm gonna take the Saints. I'm gonna take the Saints 21-17.
So we're just betting on the win, right? We're not betting on the points.
No, all right.
We're just betting on the win. I gave him a healthy amount of points.
I know you didn't. And I disagree with that, too.
The only reason I gave him so many points is because he put that many points up against one of the top defenses in the league.
Nah, but they put up a 24-point garbage. Like, the last touchdown was garbage touchdown. I mean, okay, we can argue about it. It doesn't matter, right? You got the Colts. I got the Saints. That's our shot bet. And I live in Indy. I don't dislike the Colts. I don't. I really don't. I like Andrew Luck as a quarterback. I really do. I don't like some of the decisions the Colts make. But I live in the city. I've been here damn near, 11 years. I like the Colts. They don't actually have any kind of effect on me on a day-to-day basis because they're
not like Golden State.
Exactly. And we're not talking about 06 when we were actually playing each other. So if that was happening, then we're talking about something different. Me just talking about it as a Bears fan, literally just looking at it, I hope the Colts overcome. I haven't seen it. That's all.
Do the Bears do anything crazy this next week?
No? The Bears go status quo until the end of the year. They literally go status quo until the end of the year. And then see what happens. They're building for something because all they're doing is stockpile draft picks. So they're building for something in the future. They understand they're going to be bad for a while.
Yeah, we had an interesting conversation on Sunday night. And I know Snow's telling us to wrap it up, but
well, we can keep going. It's our podcast.
Yeah, fuck you, Snow. You can keep listening if you want.
I'm just worried about getting kicked out of this bar, but whatever.
Do the Bears suck for a higher
pick? No, that way for us.
Yeah.
What's that?
Do the Bears start sucking for a higher pick at this point in time?
That's not who the Bears are.
Well, who do the Bears build on at this point in time? If you're,
so the Bears are. So you got to remember, we drafted Kenny White. Kevin White, I'm sorry. Got hurt,
yeah.
Right? Would have been.
So you got
should have been. Number one target for Cutler and everything, right? I think the Bears, what I think is happening is they're stockpiling draft picks to rebuild the defense. John Fox's history is defense, right? The Bears' history is clearly defense. So what I think they're doing is they're stockpiling draft picks to rebuild the defense and to be a force, much like Seattle was. I said was. I don't think they are anymore. But there's plenty of examples of that, right? Ravens. I mean, we keep talking about it, right? I think that's the move that the Bears are going towards. And I see that. What I don't, however, see is the move that the Colts are making. Because they're a perennial division winner. And when you're a perennial division winner, you have less options in the draft. You have less options to rebuild. So you have to kind of go all in with what you're doing, i.e. Andrew Luck. Similar offense, still shitty defense.
It's not as shitty.
It's not as shitty. And actually, I think the defense is significantly better.
It's got
what doesn't look good is the Frank Gore Andrew Johnson combination. I say combination. Because there's times that both of them look great.
Frank Gore looks really good.
There's times that they both look great, but together, it's not working. But it's still early, and we see how it goes.
Early, like you're running.
The Colts are running
in a college offense,
but Steve,
with a bunch of college players, as in Andrew Luck, Queenie, Costanzo. I mean, Impep. I mean, are you signing the entire Like, are you going for the entire, just like you said to me, when you watch the introductions, it's all about Stanford. Where's Stanford at now? Are you, is,
but
Jim Harbaugh's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Like, sorry, but people that listen to, like, the hype of Jim Harbaugh coming here, he's not. No matter what, there's no fucking way. Stop listening to that bullshit.
But Steve, what's crazy to me is, last week we talked about the AARP. You have a 26-year-old stud quarterback. I would give my left nut her right boob to have Andrew Luck as a Bears quarterback. And you have this old-ass team that we call AARP. It's not a building year if you don't have picks, because you don't have picks. And that's what's crazy. And that's the difference between what the Colts are doing versus what the Bears are doing. Bears are stockpiling picks for the future. The Colts' future, they think, is now. Which they should. Given the success they've had. But I think they're getting blindsided with the fact that, you know what, we're winning divisions. We're winning the division every year. You're winning the division every year because the competition's not very good. No disrespect. And I think you agree with me.
No, you're absolutely right.
I don't think the division is very good. It helps you guys every year. I mean, you're 3-3 in leading the division. So that's a problem in itself.
What are we, 15 games in a row over the NFC South? Yeah, dude.
That's the problem. If they were, I mean, God forbid.
If we were in any other division,
God forbid,
would help out a lot.
They belonged in the AFC East? Or AFC North. Probably AFC
North,
right?
Yeah.
Steelers, Bengals, Browns.
I think it would be the Ravens. Well, fuck it. Who cares? We'll talk about it next time, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna talk about topic,
anyway,
but
on,
you know,
that on that bombshell,
lights are all out. Everything's going on here. Everything's going here. Snow, I don't even need a break because I'm just gonna cut it. He's literally gonna be like, "Motherfucker, I told you to cut it 20 minutes ago." He's like, hanging out and everything else. Hey, listen, guys, episode 9 in the books. This may be one of my favorite episodes.
Shit got deep.
And I am, and listen, and I'm our biggest critic. I'm that guy that waits for Snow to upload it and then listens to it right away. I'm our biggest critic. I think this is one of our best episodes. We appreciate you guys downloading. We're going to get over 1,000 downloads. So thank you so much for that. PrinceSaysPodcast.com is going to be our central hub for everything eventually. We got merchandise available. You guys want to check out some t-shirts, some beer mugs, backpack phone cases, some hats, whatever you want. We're going to have all that available for you guys. Continue to follow us on Twitter at JPrinceSays, Facebook, PrinceSaysPodcast. Again, we appreciate all the love, all the support. Hope
Don't
you guys enjoy this.
I'll never say bear down ever in my life.
Steve is not going to say it, but I will. As always, Prince says, bear down.